past. Do you know that when you plan for your future based on the past, you don't create a new future? That when you plan for the future based on the past, you just extend the past? Because you're using the past, so you extend the past. You're not creating something new until you do something that is different.
But you're counting on your 25 years of experience, of course, in creating your future, yes.
I don't want to get into this kind of conversation.
Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. No, it's trust 25 years. I know distraction questions versus questions that's going to move us forward. That's a distraction question. And the ego can always do that. It can, no, it's all right. It's just that I have to be conscious enough not to do it. You see what I mean? Because that'll take us away from the real issue. And the real issue is what? I need to let go of my ideas about what relationships are because I really haven't been able to have the kind of relationships that I've always wanted based on my past learning. And I need to be open to something new. I don't want to keep going through the same stuff I've been going through over and over again. And if I base everything I get ready to do now based on the past, and then to answer your question, everything that I'm learning from the course is never past. It's always now. Yeah. So therefore, it's never an extension of the past when you do the truth. It's just an extension of the present when you practice the truth. Now, if I was sitting up here saying, I'm going to go out and try to teach seminars in New York based on the way I taught seminars in California 10 years ago, that's an extension of my past. See the difference? One is me doing something over again based on the physical act that I've done in the past. The other one is me using the content of the truth now, even though it looked like I learned that in the past. It's not really the past, because that same truth that I accessed in 1994, I can access in 2006. So it's not really past learning. It's now learning that's extended to now.
And truth is eternal.
And it's eternal. So that's the difference. If you're acting from what's true, you're acting from something that's always available to you all the time, so it's no such thing as past. It's always. It's everywhere. It's all. When you're acting from the past, you're always acting from something that you learn that's physical, that's temporary, that comes and goes. It's not a fresh new idea. It's just a repetition of something you've done before. And you're just trying to do it again and think because you're doing it in a different place, different time with somebody else, you've done something different. Well, it's still the same script that you were handing out when you were in the sixth grade. That's why people still have the same relationship issues at 30 that they had at 20 that they had at 71, because they are still using the exact same script in terms of their relationships, which is I'm going to join with somebody else out of a sense of completeness, and somehow or another we're going to make each other happy by keeping all these agreements and bargains that we make in order to keep our love going. And I'm just looking for the right person for the right bargain. And I'm going to keep trying over and over and over again. And my sense of fulfillment comes from something or someone outside of myself and not from getting in touch with who I really am and what my power really lies. I did it when I was 16. I did it when I was 23. I did it when I was 33. So you could be 93 and still having the same kind of relationship with different people. So a new relationship would be a relationship that is based on you not needing it, because you're whole and complete and you want to join with somebody else just as whole and complete as you are, so that you can both enjoy your wholeness and completeness together. And that's a real relationship. Yeah. Now, people who are not at that point sometimes don't feel excited about that idea, because it's like it puts the responsibility exactly where it deserves to be, within them, to go within and recognize their own wholeness. Now, if you truly want to recognize your own wholeness and relate with empathy and relate with strength, you will have sent to you people who will support you in the recognition of your wholeness and your beauty. So even if you are at a state of mind where you don't feel your wholeness completely, you will still draw assistance to you, because you're still looking inside yourself for the answer, and you're asking for support and recognizing it's inside yourself, which isn't the same as I feel like I'm deprived of love and something in me is not whole, and I'm going to go out here and hope that somebody else will give me this feeling that I'm not able to give myself. That's two different ways of having assistance. So you're not going to be alone in trying to overcome any insecurities about yourself. As a matter of fact, the minute that you go, I'm willing to recognize that the security is truly within. That is a request for the universe to send you assistance and people to nurture and support you in that new birth. That is it. That's it. And what we're doing is we're acknowledging the thought. We're saying, this is a thought I want to strengthen. So those of you who feel good about what you hear, don't hesitate to acknowledge it. I think that's beautiful. I think that's beautiful. So don't use empathy to make the past real and so perpetuate it. Step gently aside. I love this. Let healing be done for you. I love that. Mm-hmm. Let the healing be done. This situation you're dealing with, let the healing of it be done for you. Now, the mind goes, well, how do I let that happen? How do I let God heal this situation for me? How do I let the universe heal this situation for me? It says it in the next sentence. Keep but what? One thought in mind. Uh-oh. Okay, then the mind goes, well, how do I keep one thought in mind? Well, he tells you in the next part of the sentence, do not lose sight of it. Okay? However tempted you may be to judge any relationship, no matter how tempted you may be to judge any situation, how can you tell you're being tempted to judge a situation? He says it in the next part of the sentence. You're trying to determine your response by judging it. We're trying to determine how we're going to respond by judging the situation. The court says, well, that's being tempted to judge. And so he says, at that point, keep one thought in mind. Then the man says, okay, what do I do? He says, well, focus. What do you mean? Focus. Only your mind. Focus your mind. How do you focus your mind? You focus your mind by keeping one thought in mind. How do you keep one thought in mind? You don't lose sight of it. How do you not lose sight of this thought? Well, don't lose sight of this thought when you're tempted to determine a situation by you trying to judge it based on what you learned in the past. So what do? Well, when you're in a situation and you're ready for something new and you're ready to have it healed for you, the first thing you do is you say to yourself, I am not alone. And I would not intrude the past upon my guest, which is the Holy Spirit, your higher self, your real self. So you're really saying, okay, this situation has come up. I really want to have it healed. This problem has come up. I really want to have it healed. What do I do? Well, what you do is you say as quick as you can, even though you're tempted to judge it, as quick as you can, you go, I'm not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guests. I'm not alone. I would not intrude the past upon God. I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon love. I'm not alone. I would not intrude the past upon the higher self. Whatever word for your higher being you use, say that. I have invited God. I have invited the Holy Spirit. I have invited the answer. I have invited the truth, and He is here. The truth is here. Love is here. God is here. I have invited it, and it's here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. Here it goes. Now, the ego mind is going to go, and then what? Yeah. And it's going to analyze. It's going it's like gone, you know. And all it said was, if you're focusing on one thought, you don't have time to analyze it. Do it and see what happens. Do it and see what happens, because you're entering into a level of spiritual awareness where instead of learning all the time and having to go through these human experiences that take you through a bunch of changes of pain, you are now going to another level of consciousness where you learn through remembering and direct revelation and surprises and revealing. Okay? So it's going to be a surprise what happens in that situation when you sincerely say that over and over and over again. And I didn't say it one time half-heartedly and expect the Red Sea to part. I said, if you lay with that thought, I'm not alone, I'm in this situation, I'm tempted to judge this situation, I'm in this relationship and I'm having this challenge right now, and I'm tempted to judge this situation so I can determine my old responses based on my old attack programming that I learned from the past. I don't want to use that, so So I'm going to remind myself, first of all, I'm not alone. And I would not intrude the past upon my guests. I'm not going to intrude what I learned in the past upon my guests. I'm not going to